Hashtag WNST Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. All of our crazy, and I mean crazy, we got on a boat with 11 people, went out to Smith Island on Sunday, or make Smith Island cake with Miss Marietta Marshall and her son. I had a proper peppery fried crab cake out on Smith Island with a proper bun. And Dennis, we were driving back and my wife saw one of those Broncos you put me in a couple weeks ago, but it was a black one. And she said, man, it's a good thing Dennis put you in that blue one, man. You got all that attention. The black ones can blend in a little bit, but that blue you threw me in. We didn't roll that way to the beach. When I went down to Ocean City and I stayed in the place, the neighbor said, oh, you brought your wife this time. What happened to the car?
That's right. The long story with the car, and I took it downtown over the weekend, got a lot of looks and a lot of people taking pictures. It's definitely a showstopper. I also enjoyed going up to drive-thrus and ordering drinks or whatnot. You're right there with a person, so it's really, really cool. A cool
Look
interactive
at that
experience.
Ride. Man, where'd you get that ride? Can I get one of those?
Nice.
How much is that? What's Dennis's phone number? 410-218-0337. Dennis Colazzo is here from Coons Ford. I'm wearing the red shirt. My wife freezes me out in the home studio. Don't come down the home stretch, man. I'm 23 days in. I have to get a Baltimore County and city crab cake this week. So I'm doing Costas. I'm doing Fadley's, our partners, our blood brothers, go out with them. But it's going to be a very fascinating crab cake to eat because I've had so many different kinds and styles of crab cakes. None of them taste like Costas. None of them taste like Fadley's, and they don't taste like each other. And I think that's really what I'm getting at. And everyone says their mom has the best recipe and like whatever. It's been a great tour in that way that people are like, you're going to get sick of crab cakes. And I'm like, no, you know, I feel like I'm eating them different ways every day and everybody makes them different. It's been an awesome month, Dan.
Well, you motivated me by getting me that beautiful jumbo lump crab meat. And now I'm experimenting with different recipes. So I can see how the moms over the decades and many years, how they add some of this, take some of this out, and really fine-tune and perfect the recipe to their liking. So I understand that every crab cake you do taste is going to be very much different.
So, I mean, you've lived in different places. Have you ever – the Eastern Shore is a whole different thing, right? Like, you had a place over there and visit whatever, but, like, spending time over there – there's a hometown quality. I'll give you an example of how you were involved in this. So I pull up in your blue truck for Jack Brooks. And by the way, the videos from Jack's place have tens of thousands of views. They're completely viral. The crab picking of the Mexican ladies and the immigrant workers. I sat with Ben Cardin on Friday in Ocean City. I had a delicious crab cake, by the way, at the Ocean City Convention Center. I mean, like top five crab cake, really, really great crab cake. And we talked to Ben Cardin, said he was going to threaten to legally enact something that like a Maryland crab cake. You can't say you're serving a Maryland. You can't serve fake champagne, you know, sort of along those lines. So we've had all of these conversations about the legitimacy of crab meat and stuff. So Jack lets me in. He insisted I take a pound of his crab meat home. And I'm like, Jack, it's August 4th. I'm eating crab cakes the next 26 days. I'm not really going to mix any up in my kitchen. And I thought, Dennis is my friend. I'm going to deliver it to Dennis. He says, well, you got to have a cooler. He goes to his truck, dust off like the dog hair off the top of his cooler, throws the ice, you know, around the crab meat I delivered for you that I swear he picked it out special. But he's like, no, it wasn't any private reserve. It's just I just picked the regular canister to send to Dennis. And I had to return his cooler. He didn't want it back. He's like, nah, you just keep the cooler. That's that Eastern Shore thing, right? And what I did Sunday, we drove from Smith Island with all of our stuff, including the Smith Island cake in the cooler. And we took it all out. We pulled over in Cambridge and I left the cooler by the front door and took a picture of it at J.M. Clayton. So this small town thing of people being nice to each other, that has been something that has definitely followed me all month on the Eastern Shore, where it's almost like Southern, you know, it feels like Dundalk felt 40 years ago. Everybody's kind of trying to be nice to each other.
Well, that's a big switch from the metro area, where it just seems everybody's super nasty, super uptight. And the fact that you were able to experience niceness, I think it's wonderful, Nestor. That's people need to start being nice to each other. Everybody's quick to snap. And social media, I think, has affected how everybody behaves, and everybody speaks now like they're on social media. No filters, no respect, which is really, really sad.
Well, we've had great experiences. We've met some awesome people. I mean, I've had some awful stuff happen too. I've been in bars with drunk people in Ocean City and been like, really? I mean, come on, really? We're adults here. But I've tended to focus more on these incredible people leading these tours on the Eastern Shore. And I've said this several times, and I thought of you on Sunday, not just because of the watermelon and the cooler and the crab and all that, but because, like, I even told you where Vienna, Maryland was, and then I realized Vienna, Maryland, oh, that's that beautiful little bridge that you pass, you know, between Cambridge and Salisbury on the Nanticoke River, where there used to be a little narrow bridge that would stop traffic in my dad's Torino. And my buddy wants to go fishing there. And you know what I've realized? I didn't make it with him. My friend Sam Tudor, we talk about the snakehead and whatnot. And I didn't make it with him this month, but it's just down there. It's beautiful. I still haven't gotten it off and seen Vienna, Virginia, or Vienna, Maryland, I should say. So I'm going to – these ideas of open exploration now, that we're going to spend the day down at the Blackwater Refuge just eagle hunting in the winter when, you know, they have nests down there. It's going to be easy to do. I've learned I don't want a boat, that a boat's a lot of work.
It's good to know people that have boats, but I'm really interested in that Smith Island cake. I saw a picture of you pouring the chocolate in the center of the cake. You got to tell me all about that.
Well, it was my my son and his wife said it was on their bucket list of things to do. They had seen it on TV to go do it. What do you know? I mean, I don't even know what Marylanders – I didn't know anything about Smith Island, but my – one of my dearest friends in the whole world, Anita McCool, who grew up on Searles Road in Dundalk, known her since 1979, self-proclaimed Eastern Shore redneck, her family. And her dad was a Polish East Baltimore, and her mom was from Smith Island, where there are 225 people. So my whole life, she's tried to drag me to Crisfield to do something, and I've never been. And she's getting, you know, we're all getting older now, and she's having some health complications. And I visited with her last year, and I finally, she was one of the great inspirations of the whole tour, Anita, to do this one on the Eastern Shore, because she lives in that part of the world and has always wanted me to explore it. I don't really have, other than Leo Mazzoni and, like, I had Tom Palazzo on from Ocean City. I don't know a lot of people from Cumberland. I've never met anybody from Oakland, Maryland. I know people that visit Deep Creek Lake or had a place there, but I don't know. The only person I know from Hagerstown in my whole life is Steve Whiteman from Kix. And I ask him to get a crab cake, and he says, I don't know. I've never had one up here. I wouldn't buy one here. And I'm like, great. So, and I've never explored Frederick and the restaurant. So I'm doing all that this week. But the Eastern Shore thing was the original impetus to do this, to see Blackwater Refuge and some of these places. I didn't know Oxford existed. I didn't know Vienna existed until my buddy told me, let's put a boat in there and go snake fishing. And I haven't even done that yet. What's Smith Island? Go ahead.
What's the bakery on Frederick Row there in Catonsville that makes the Smith Island cake? And they supply, like, a lot of the local restaurants on that strip.
They're two doors down from State Fair. I don't know the name, but I will Google it and get it.
Yep.
The Smith Island cake experience and the woman that does it. This is an island with 36 residents. Now, I say that, and you're like, yeah, it's an island with 36 residents. Then you get on the boat and you go out there and you realize how they get their 14 school children from three towns on two islands that are not connected. There's three towns, Rhodes Point, Yule. They're on the same island with a road. And then there's Tylerton, which is its own place, which is where we went. That's where the Drum Point Market is. They opened special for us in the morning. We did it with Somerset County as part of a tourism exchange they're doing with Ocean City, because everybody's been to Ocean City. Dennis, I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest days of cool things I've ever done Sunday. It was the best day on the tour by far. It was my son and his wife's anniversary. They kind of had wanted to do it. They blew off Dave Matthews at Merriweather Saturday to get out of, you know, to get come down and be. We had to be on the pier in Crisfield at 7 a.m. It was hot, bugs, sticky, church, Sunday, all of that was going on. And we went out, we just had this otherworldly experience on this real island that's like 12 miles. I mean, like, it's a real island. It's not Hart Miller where you can swim. It's like a real, it's Hart Miller, but it's in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay. And people have funny accents. They speak in a way that's almost Scottish. If you hear them speak, I was told by the people in Ocean City, my guy at Thrasher said, now them people down, they speak funny down there. And I'm thinking, he said, you think I speak funny? Cause I'm from Eastern Shore. And I'm like, wow, they don't have a country accent or a Southern accent. It's almost British, but not British, more like a weird Newfoundland, Maine island thing, but there's only 36 of them and they speak it. So, I mean, I hope I'm telling you how weird this is, because I'm telling you about experience you've never had in your life, and it's available. Take an hour ride from Ocean City, get on a boat. And not only that, for a guy that fishes like you fish, we saw fishing boats, we saw the school boat, we saw charters, but these are uninhabited areas in islands of marshland and beach with no one and nobody. Now, bugs, I'm going to tell you, but also fishing. And if you make it over to the pier and have a crab cake and chat with these folks, she charges $150 for a group to come into her private kitchen and make a cake and have you make the cake with it and take the cake home and have the experience of being there. It's like, really, the more I thought about it, I'm like, this would be the greatest, coolest thing that I ever did for my son and my daughter. Oh, but they're here. Like, I mean, we all sort of backed into this serendipity of doing this really cool thing that I'm telling you, I don't know that there's anything I can recommend more that I've done. And I hope I have a good time at Deep Creek and all that. But this, and I'm a tenderfoot about bugs and boats and like all of, you know, all of that. It wasn't swampy in that way, but it wasn't glampy, but it was very, very appropriate. And it was one of the, you know, top 20 cool things I've ever done. And I've done a lot of cool things, and it's right over there, and you've driven by it, and it's not that expensive. And you would have real, for all these people to wrap the Maryland state flag around everything they do, go to Smith Island.
Yeah. No, you go there, you'll get it. And I had the benefit of growing up in Kefalonia, which is one of the 2,000 islands that Greece has. Grew up on a small island and with ice boxes and well water and outhouses, and lived organically. You wanted breakfast, you went and got some eggs from the chicken coop, and for dinner you might catch one of those chickens, and that's what you'd have for dinner. So I understand a slower way of life, and there's a lot of benefits to not having a lot of technology around you. You enjoy the people, you enjoy the company, and that simplicity is something that we miss in these heavily populated metro areas that we live in.
So I thought of you in her kitchen, and I may have even referenced you in the video, maybe. And if I didn't, I apologize, because this is your thing, right?
Absolutely.
I was down in Delaware. We went, we did kangaroo yoga. Maybe you saw that on Saturday morning. My wife and I did kangaroo yoga. Kangaroo almost pooped on my wife. It was kind of funny. And so I picked up those, the Philadelphia pretzels that I love so much, because we're up in the Delaware side, and grabbed a 4-pack for $5 and got too fat, because I need more carbs on this trip, right?
Great water. And great water. Those Philadelphia
great
pretzels.
Great water, right?
Water, and
right?
That's what makes a pretzel so sweet. So always remember that.
Here's a, do you say this? Okay. I'm out in Smith Island. I rinse my hands in her kitchen. Okay. She says, let's start the video. We're going to make some Smith Island cake. And she's like, she tamed me, you know, she's beaten me. You know, it was like Julia Child, but she was in charge and I wasn't going to give her any back talk. So I go to rinse my hands and I feel the soft water. You know, you feel that soft water that my Aunt Jane had. So I thought of my Aunt Jane with soft water. And then she starts using the water for the batter and stuff. And I'm like, the reason Smith Island cake tastes better, and I had it for breakfast with my Rofo coffee today, Dan, is because of the water. And she's like, we have artesian water here. We have the best water in the state of Maryland. And I'm like, and this island sits in this brackish middle of the flowing Chesapeake Bay. And I wonder, like, where do y'all get your power? You know what I mean? I'm getting functional about this. And there was an island on the way out that's for sale. Somebody said it's a $2 million island. And I'm thinking to myself, how can Richard Branson not own this already? You know, but then I'm thinking about the challenges of getting your school children from one port to the other port on a little boat. Then they get on the bigger boat and they tender into Crisfield. Then they get on a school bus at the pier and they go 8 miles into the city to the elementary, middle, you know, It's a different life, Dan. I don't know. Where do the kids go to school on your island in Greece?
Oh, it was very, very small. Probably about 15 of us at the time, right? All the little towns in the area.
Do you have a funny accent when Greek people talk to you because you were from like a different area or no?
Yeah, every island has its own dialect, especially in the Ionian Sea there. There's 12 islands. They're between Greece and Italy. There was a heavy Italian influence on the island there too. So a lot of them had Italian accents.
Didn't they bring good pasta too?
Great pasta, but it was a simple way of life. You know, you walked everywhere. The roads weren't paved. I mean, they were rock roads. You traveled usually by mule.
I want to go to this place.
Yeah, it was really cool, really great. And when my American cousins came over, we thought they were weird because they wanted ketchup, which we never heard of ketchup and Coke and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, we're, you know, drink water and wine and eat your eggs with salt and pepper, right? That was that's how we rolled back then. And it was a lot of fun. I got to tell you, it's great way of growing up, and didn't know that there was all these other technological advantages. And in a lot of ways, it was better not knowing. It was better living and growing up organically.
Well, I learned that there are 23 counties in Maryland and Baltimore City. I thought there were 21. I would have gotten that wrong on Jeopardy. 23, and I've decided over the 30 days I'm going to have one in every county and the city. I'm going to be at Fadley's on Tuesday, Costas on Monday, and then we go west and discovering. I've never been to Antietam. I now have a buy-in. Talk about serendipity on this tour. Eric Sauer from There Goes My Hero was one of the people that helped keep my wife alive through his foundation and the great work that he does in swabbing through the bone marrow registry. He is a survivor. His donor was German. My wife's donor wound up being German. He showed up at my wife's bedside when my wife's darkest hours trying to coach her through. He is a fly fisherman. And so we're going out to the Savage River on Friday. So he is going to fly fish with Dan Rodericks, with me and my wife on Friday. So we're doing that. We're going to get a crab cake at some point to celebrate somewhere in Cumberland or Frostburg. Or I'm going to stop at Wise Market and mix up one of the recipes. One thing I have had, Dan, is so many, many, many different ingredients, recipes, techniques, side dishes, ways to serve a crab cake. And I'm examining them all and trying to figure out. I said to my wife, if we go get three, four pounds of really good crab meat, and we brought all the ingredients in and tried to replicate and play with some recipes, that's how we would find what we really love. In addition to saying, well, the crab cake was great in Hooper's Island, or was great in Hurlock, or it was great in Cambridge, or Ocean City. Ocean City's had the best crab cakes. Ocean City and Dorchester County, in general, they've had the best crab cakes because of technique, because of chefs, how fresh the meat is, how they know what to do with it, how they know how to prepare it and plate it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Nestor, because about 30 years ago, we went to an establishment in Ocean City for crabs, and they steamed the crabs, they brought them to us, and they had the Old Bay on the side, and I never saw that before, and I'm like, what are you people doing out of here? This was 30 years ago, so it sounds like they've come a long way.
Did you ever go to O'Bricky's for crabs?
You know what? I've been there twice in my life.
I had never gone, and all the ball players would talk up O'Bricky's, right? So I've gone to... I mean, by the time I made it to O'Bricky's, and it's gone now, you know, the one in East Baltimore is gone. Now, they still serve their crab cake at the airport. And everybody tells me that if I get that crab cake at the airport, it is the O'Bricky's. And I'm hoping to one day I'm going to have the O'Bricky's crab cake because I've never had it. Right. And I want to discuss this as a serious Smith Island issue. Okay. Because it's about pepper. Okay. So everything I know a crab to be, and you and I are the same guy. East Baltimore, 2 miles apart, same crab houses, whether it's, and then we can name them all. A1, Jimmy's, Corral Inn, Mr. Bill, Al's, just go down Eastern Avenue, Schultz's, go up Eastern Avenue, Ruggiero's. I mean, I can name them all, right? Costas, right? I mean, that would be the other direction.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
House of Neptune in Merritt Boulevard, Ross's Crab House. I can give you all these names. I was in all of them. I had crabs from all of them. I'm probably forgetting a few. And if I do, I love you. And I don't want to be disrespectful. But I've eaten just a poop ton of crabs. They were always sort of the same red. I thought it was the same stuff. Now, as I get older, I realize, man, Chad is you know, his stuff at Al's is different with the salt and the red and the black, and you know what Pete does and what John does over at Jimmy's. What everybody does is a little different if you really get after it. But you just bring them home, put them down, get beer, you get the ball game. Yeah, these are a little spicier. These are a little mustardy. But you don't say, I like their topping more or less usually, unless they did an inordinate amount of salt. Like the Barn had a lot of salt on their crabs. My mother loved it. My mother always loved the Barn crabs the most. So, Obrickies. I get married in 2003. I moved downtown. Never set foot in a Obrickies in my life. The number 20 bus went past there. When I was a kid, I would always see it, and it always had that awesome, like, stained glass Eastern Shore look. But I'd never walked in there in my life. And about 2005, maybe 4 or 5, our friends Ken and Meg, we walked over on a Sunday after an Oriole game and went in there and rolled our sleeves up to get crabs. And we sat in that beautiful room with the stained glass, the whole Eastern Shore, dozen crabs, bring it over, some corn, whatever. And they put the crabs down. Then, and this is 2000, I'm all of 40 years old, you know, I'm 38 at the time, whatever it was, my whole life eating crabs. I had never seen crabs served with like white and black pepper. There was nothing red about them. They didn't smell like crabs. They smelled like seafood. Mm-hmm. They weren't boiled. They were steamed. But if you licked your fingers didn't smell like Old Bay. They didn't smell like J.O. They didn't smell like peppery, any of those spices. And it was weird. Like I ate them and I'm like, I don't know how to pass judgment on this because so many people from out of town have said this is their favorite, the only place they go for crabs. And I'm thinking, you've never had a crab. If there's like, I don't even know what to say, and I'm not downing it. It's gone, whatever. But I'm in Tylerton, Smith Island on Sunday, and Duke says to me, we only do them fried here. And I'm like, dude, I want it the way you serve it because the whole world has told me how great your crab cake is. Drops the crab cake, brings it over. I cut it open. I look. It's got black pepper in it. And it was a top 10 crab cake. The preparation. But I have never had a black pepper only crab. Like literally had no Old Bay, but black pepper was the pepper holding it together. And it was delicious. And I'm learning things about spices, I guess is what I'm saying, Dan.
So you got me into white pepper. I've never used white pepper in my life. Never even heard of it. And you told me about it. And
Chinese restaurants have it on the table.
Didn't even know that. So
if you get like a cup of egg drop soup, have you done that in a Chinese restaurant?
I have.
Have you dumped pepper on it?
I have.
That's white pepper.
Okay, got it.
If you're in a legitimate place, I mean, to be honest. And if you've... Yeah. So you've had
the white pepper. Pepper is different though. And it made my crab cakes taste different. And I had Old Bay in there as well, but it's nice because it is unique. And I'm guessing it's one of those spices you either love or hate, like most spices. And I actually love it. Really, it's going to be part of my arsenal, my recipes going forward, all my crab cakes.
I've had a guy now on the Eastern Shore put tarragon in crab. Never thought of it. It's delicious. It doesn't taste like what we grew up with. Right. And a lot of mustard, like Fadley's, not the way I grew up. I grew up with putting the mustard on top, but it wasn't good mustard. They use better. So all of these profiles and different flavors, and you know, our friends over at G&M on your side of town, you know, they put like a Tabasco. It's just spicy. It kicks it up. Everybody's doing something different, and that's what's made this awesome. So, but hey, nobody, you know, for me, there's been nothing quite like me saying I want to try the Baltimore cakes, because I think here everybody is going to have a really different take on it. I think there are 10 places in Hamden, 20 places in Fells Point, 12 places in Towson that all are doing crab cakes, and they're all a crab cake that a friend of mine is going to recommend, and they're going to be different.
I think it's hard to find a bad crab cake in Baltimore. I would venture to say, unless you run into a place that uses a ton of filler, I'm going to guess that most crab cakes are going to be good.
Well, I tell you what, you're selling cars out there. How are things going to Coons Ford? Have you sold my blue truck yet?
Well, it's a mannequin model. That's we can't sell it for 6 months. It's designed to have people drive it, enjoy it, and take it apart and put it back together again and show it off. So it's still
here.
Well,
you need me to take it to the mountains this weekend. the problem with driving it through the mountains is there's nobody there to look at it. It's mountains. You know what I mean? The bears will say, Nice ride, dude.
Well, my between my sales team and the managers and everybody else at the store, everybody wants to drive it. It's a lot of fun. And we've kept the doors and the top off of it, to be frank with you. We keep it inside when it rains. But when it's bright and sunny outside, it's being driven by somebody.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you letting me drive it first. I put the original miles on it. I was really, really nervous. You know, I was on the speakerphone when I was coming over the Bay Bridge on the way back with Heather, my production help down at the beach. And I said, I'm getting on the bridge. I got to get off the phone. Then I'll see you soon, man. We'll see you next week. All right.
You got it. Stay
Thursday, well. 3 o'clock. He's here. D. Galazza show. And of course, on Sunday mornings, getting ready. We didn't talk any Ravens. We'll do that Thursday. I promise. All right.
You got it.
You got it. Dennis.